Broadcast, my friend. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the RBN Network. We appreciate you staying with this network. We try to bring a decent broadcast each and every night. It's Eric with Gary and Chris, and we're going to try for Lori tonight. See what happens. Lori couldn't make it last night, but I think she gave me a call earlier today. I got a voicemail. No details, but she sounded good. We're hoping we're going to Mike on the board is working his doing his miracle worker thing, and he's going to try to get Lori on as well, so we should have a decent broadcast if she shows up, and if she doesn't, we'll do the best we can. The Three Musketeers here, Eric, Gary, and Chris, welcome to the broadcast. We appreciate you joining us. Please support the network if you enjoy what you hear. I want to remind people this show stands on activism. Psalms 94:16 says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" That is a call to action. I got a letter in the mail from a wonderful activist, a couple out in Oregon. I just want to thank Pam and her husband for sending a fantastic letter. Fascinating, horrifyingly, at the same time, a wonderful couple who was just, because of their faith and their activism, action, they have suffered greatly at the hands of the witch's court, and I mean greatly. And so, Pam, I want you to feel free to call in. I know you said you guys are kind of quiet, but I had to thank you. They also included a donation. That was very nice of you. I really appreciate it. And if you ever want to call the board at 800-313-9443, you don't have to come on the air, folks, but if you want to get my number, I'd like to follow your case because it's a classic, like all the other ones we do with the Portal Observers. You guys are getting the axe just absolutely destroyed by the witch's court, and it sounds like you don't have a real big support network out there. I'd be happy to help you take on the pieces of you-know-what in Portland, Oregon. I used to live there. I know that place real well. I know the ins, the outs, the left, the right, the buttons to push. Keep me apprised of your case. You can either do it publicly or privately, but I want to follow and make sure. And I won't go into too many details, but I did want to thank you publicly for your donation and your letter. Anybody else wants to reach out to me, it's Eric Jones, Post Office Box 45, Angelica, New York, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, Angelica, New York, 14709. That's Eric Jones. My middle name is Hughes, if you want to include that. Eric Hughes Jones, Post Office Box 45, Angelica, New York, 14709. Letters are, I love it, and thank you so much. It's fascinating. I know they got a letter from a gentleman who listens from prison. And this is kind of, the people who are suffering in prison and at the hands of them, people in prison are at the top of the list because they're incarcerated. People like Tom LaCavara and all our patriotic friends in Nevada who are still in the witch's prison. And how easy other broadcasters, not on this network, but other networks, the big names, how easy they, it's got to be intentional. or how easy, or if it's not. I mean, what's going on, guys and girls? How easy it has been to get you distracted. And now I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, assuming you're not working for the enemy. Okay, and I know that takes case in many places. So, but the people who maybe aren't just useful, intentional, you know, want to be delusional, low discernment, high gullibility. What's going on? How easily distracted were you from the Bundy case? Remember the Bundys who are still sitting in prison? Oh, man, everybody was there for the big cattle standoff, the cowboy ride and the free of the Canada march with the hands in the air and the nonviolent take back of the private property of the people from the corrupt corporate government, who's nothing but a bunch of cattle rustlers, thieves, killers, and all kinds of other pirates just infesting local, state, and federal government at all levels. Once again, the good people are getting retired early or not hired at all, and the bad people are being retained and promoted. I've got a very close friend who was told, and he was number one in his class at all these hostage rescue training and martial arts and the tactical stuff, and he was going to had a big career ahead of him with the three-letter agencies and the Delta Force and all these other, everybody wanted him because he was top. They told him, we can't use your services, sir. Sorry, you're great, but we need people who are, they said, you place too much of a high value on human life. The guy's a Christian, he's a believer, and he's got very good high faith and strong moral belief. And they said, you place too much of a high value on life, sir. We won't need your services. We need people who are going to be, who are perfectly willing to get as many people killed as possible. And it was specifically in regard to hostage rescue, to justify the existence of the agencies. So did you get that? He was fired, not hired in the first place, not even taken on, let alone forget fired. They never hired him. Because he was too moral, he wanted to do what you would think a hostage rescue unit would want to do. Get the hostages out. Hopefully you don't have to kill the kidnappers, but, you know, you do what you got to do to keep the casualties down to zero, as close to zero as possible, and end the matter however you have to do it, but by getting the people freed and dealing with the perpetrators however they dictate, if they want to go down easy or they want to go down hard. But you would think there would be some kind of rational, sane sense. They're only hiring the goons and the guys who are willing to get as many innocent people killed as possible during the, quote, rescue to justify the existence of the agencies. And all you need is a really good CIA-controlled media to convince people that this was just an atrocity committed by whoever, and we need more money for more hostage rescue units and more FBI and more Department of Homeland Gestapo and more DEA and more BATF and more IRS and more Agricultural Department raiding farms and more Department of Education trying to control children through Betsy DeVos, the new education secretary, who is the president of a company named NeuroCore, which owns the most advanced brain monitoring system in the world, or so they claim. Don't you love having someone like that over the children? Doesn't that make you sleep better at night? And we're worried about Hillary? Betsy DeVos ought to be going to prison. Every attorney who's ever passed a law in the legislature from any office and then gone back into private practice to capitalize on the statutes they just passed should be in prison, and the witches prison should be overflowing with the attorneys and the witches and the masons and all their Nazi enforcement henchmen and henchwomen. With that, I'd like to welcome Gary and Chris. Do we have Lori yet, Mike? Has Lori come in at all? Keep trying, Lori, if you can. Sometimes it's difficult to get through to her because of technical interference. Lori has a great impact. She's a fantastic writer and reporter, and they're always interfering with her stuff. It's just the way it is when you're an activist. Lori is going through great persecution, much of which has not been aired out in public, but we'll get around to that someday, and I'll try to convince her to go a little more public with some of her more, they come after her family. And they go after the families of activists who are powerful, and that's how they try to get you a lot of times. So it's very sad, and so we're praying for Lori. She could be with us tonight or maybe tomorrow. I believe tomorrow's Friday, so we'll have one more night this week with y'all out there. We appreciate you. If you want to join the broadcast, call in if you'd like, 800-313-9443. Gary, you are the senior man. Are you with us tonight?
Yeah, Gary's here.
All right, and Gary, we really appreciate it. I know, you do this for no money. You're here every night, like good old faithful. Never fail, and I mean, unless we have phone issues and technical interference. But man, I just wanted to thank you for all the appearances and your presence here. And I know a lot of times, you know, I'm going on for the 2 hours, and you just hang in there like an old Rock of Gibraltar. And we appreciate you being there. You're welcome to chime in at any time. Don't be bashful. People want to hear from you, so don't feel you got to rush through something to get back to me spewing. I mean, I know the stuff I talk about is important, but we want to hear from you as well. You got the scripture and you got the old school knowledge that everybody values so much. So over to you, Gary in Michigan. How are you tonight?
We're doing good. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on there with you, and it's an honor that you asked me. And I feel very dedicated to being on, and I agree that this is a country that really doesn't have a government. It's about to call mass confusion. And somewhat we might have, as I studied, I don't want to make a great big controversy out of it, but there's a scripture that says the sins are passed on to the third and fourth generation. They know not why. The reason I kind of quote that a little bit is because back in the days when the Israelites had no king, okay, they had judges that were appointed by the father, and he was the king. And they clamored for a king. They wanted to be like all their neighbors. Every other country had kings and queens and all that. So it seems to me that some of this kingship that started with King Saul and it's come on down through Queen Elizabeth and all the kings of England and the kings of Spain and you name it. Wherever the 12 tribes went, they established that. And we supposedly escaped that kingship type thing, but because they put it in the Constitution, there'd be no royalty. Well, you see, the Catholic Church has set up a royalty called the Pope, and we are subservient, or they want us to be subservient to the Pope, or they want us to be subservient to the Pope, who is also a Mason and is a Jew. So this is the subservience we have, and I question it with as best questionability I can, and doesn't make it true, but it's something that I question. I'd pass it on tonight.
Well, we value that. Everything has to be. I mean, it's when you're looking at human royalty, it's essential that we start questioning. I mean, who are these people that put on the pointy hats and the long robes, either white or black, and preen and parade around like they're somehow important when they're the lowest form of moral trash? And by the way, Chris, you might want to go on mute. I think we got a caller in a second. We're going to get to the caller right in a second. But it's important that we question things, Gary, and with your guidance, you know, and a lot of interaction and information and debate with people, we're trying to get to as close to the truth as we can here. And I really appreciate the way Gary weaves together, like a tapestry, the historic into the scripture. I mean, how accurate and how pertinent is the scripture when you see it playing right on throughout history through the royal families that emanated from King Saul and continue to this day? I mean, look, the guy who Alex Jones has on all the time, the Roger Stone character, I mean, he's constantly making this big deal about, you know, how it's, you know, Camelot and, you know, Melania is the toast of Europe, and they're flying around like Mary Poppins floating with an umbrella and sailing into town and with the Armada and all the pomp and circumstance, and what are people wearing? How did her dress look? And the whole garbage BS of it all is disgusting. It's totally so far removed from reality, I don't know where we are when I listen to other broadcasters anymore. Once again, it's Hillary, and it's the memo, and it's the documents that they got from here, and is the FBI going to be called for to Congress, and so-and-so lied about the thing, and the blah, 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 blah. we try to get to the really the root of the matter here on the Eric the Freedom Screamer show with Gary and Chris, and we appreciate their presence. Mike, we have a caller. You just let me know if Lori comes in, and just have her chime right in at any time if you can. What's that, Mike? Okay, we doubt Lori because we're getting the usual long ring, and I know what happens. First, they don't like to have, the enemy doesn't like Lori coming on the air because she's a great reporter. She's got a lot of good contacts. She writes very well. She speaks well. She does a great presentation. I like to have her on as much as possible, but we'll get her back on. Believe me, she's not going to be gone or forgotten. She's coming back. We just got to get her over her little technical interference hump, and I think that's what she's going through tonight because she sounded pretty good when she called me earlier, so I think all is well with Lori. Let's go to our caller. I didn't catch the name, Mike. Feel free to speak up and nice and loud and play that music loud during the break when the break comes in. Otherwise, I won't hear it. I'll be talking right into the break like a sandster. So anyway, let's go to the caller, whoever it is. Hit it.
Yeah, hi. You there?
Yeah, we're here. Who do we got?
Hi. It's Rhonda in Missouri.
Rhonda, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Eric. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. Nice of you to call in tonight.
Hey,
is this the same Rhonda that had medical issues and lost your mother like I did, et cetera, et cetera? Is this Rhonda?
Yeah, it is the same Rhonda who had her mother murdered by Levaquin from a doctor that should have never given it to her for three reasons. Yes, that's me.
Okay, now let me stop you right there. I've been getting an email from one of our fantastic listeners named Robin, and Robin was nice enough to, she knows of a case where there's a man who's initiated a class action lawsuit. She thinks specifically in regard to that drug. Is it called Levaquin or Levaqual?
It is Levaquin, and my mom had other health issues, Eric, and she, you know, we, like I said in your earlier program, we spent a fortune to keep her well. We're not in the dark. My sister and I, my sister is like,
okay, now
really
we wanna,
good about
okay,
research.
Now we wanna move forward. Okay, now let's get our practical hat on here and try to move forward. Now, have you looked into whether there's any class action lawsuits or any other litigation being filed either against, either regarding that drug specifically, that class of drugs, or the manufacturer of it? And was it domestic or Chinese?
Well, yeah,
there's a lot of factors here. Have you done any research yet?
Yes, I have, and there is, and I've heard from a couple different people that, well, here's the thing, Eric, my mom...
Hold on, Rhonda, you got to hold on. I apologize for this. We got a break coming up right here because I hear the music. So can you hold right there, and we'll get right back with you. I want you to get to the research and some solutions, and we'll be right back after this break. It's Eric with Chris and Gary and Rhonda. And we'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back to the broadcast, my friend. Something's definitely wrong with this. There are the world in which we live, and it's not from the doing of the little guy or girl. It's from the doing of the big boys and big girls who are using their command and control position to conquer everything: the banking establishment, the education, all the universities. Of course, the media is all unified. The prostitute media is a unified front. I don't see many of the police departments operating any differently from any of the others. But you can't give me this stuff. There's good and there's bad. They're all playing out of the same playbook. They've all been federalized. They've all been trained at the academy to shoot first and ask questions later. They've all been trained at the academy level that you're guilty until proven innocent. They all trained at the academy level and reinforced by the lovely attorney general who Trump hired, and he knew exactly who he was hiring when he hired Jeff Sessions. He's being told that government can steal whatever it wants. We need more FISA courts. That's the new one. The FISA courts now are going to be permanent. The secret star chamber courts, which have metastasized down to the state and local level, and we've seen it in Chris's case. Chris is going to be on the line with us tonight. Hopefully he is right now, where his local secret FISA state county court, which, and all, don't forget now, all the counties is a FISA court. And don't forget that all the county courts, at least in New York and most other states, are not county courts anymore. Look on the wall behind right behind the judge's satanic head, and right on the wall it'll say Unified Court System of New York State. I thought I was in Penfield Town Court. Unified Court System of New York State. Town of Webster, any different? Unified Court System of New York State. How about downtown Rochester? Unified Court System of New York State. State. They've conquered. They've taken everything. In 1968, they took all the private, everybody's house, everybody's farm, everybody's land. All the private property was seized legally and lawfully in their warped mind under Eshiat, which was a constitutional amendment that allowed, it's a Black's Law Dictionary term, and it says Eshiat, and it's the reversion of property to the state. That means your stuff, everything you own, just got stolen. And it said property. It didn't say land or house, everything. Property. All right, so with that, now, Rhonda, I want you to be strong now, okay? We don't want to get off on too many details. It'll confuse the listeners. So we heard the other night what they did. You've got a doctor that's corrupt and prescribed a medication that we believe he knew to be poisonous to your mom, which killed her. Now, is there any evidence we can prove that he at least knew the drug was dangerous?
Well, there were three reasons why she shouldn't have had the drug. She was diabetic. I can't remember all three. There were three reasons why she shouldn't have been
Okay, good. Let's start right there. Okay, now let's focus. Good. Hold it right there now. I'm going to keep stopping you because I want to focus in on certain things that are very important, and we can expand upon them and give have a positive, some kind of recourse.
You know what, Eric? That's what I love about you. You're like me. You're like me, Eric. You're about justice, and I am as well. You know, I don't want something that's not owed to me, but I like to right the wrong. That's what I love about your show.
Well, thank you so much.
Anyway,
for the kind words. Yeah, we got about 1 minute. I'm going to make a quick comment here, and then if I get a little, we got about 1 minute till another break. So hold with us, Rhonda. All right. So there were several, at least three disqualifiers in her medical record that of her condition that would automatically preclude or prohibit her from taking that specific medication. So if he ever looked at her records, that's as close as you're going to get to beyond reasonable doubt proof that he had to know that she was predisposed to have a bad reaction to that drug. Hold right there. We're going to be right back after this break with Eric, Chris, Gary, and Rhonda. You're listening to the RBN Network. Don't forget to support the network, and we'll be right back after this break. Too early. Well, I blew it too early. Sorry, folks. All right. Sorry, Rhonda. So we got about it's coming up soon. I see 10:28 just clicked.
Okay.
So we probably got about 30 or 40 seconds. Sorry, Mike. Let's start with, when we come back after the break, I want to start off with one of the three conditions that she had, and then we'll talk about all three, and we'll try to figure out how to prove that he looked at her records. He was her doctor prescribing her medicine. How can he deny that he ever looked at her records and said she's a diabetic, she's anemic, she's blah, 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 blah. Here's the music nice and loud. I love it. It's 4 minutes. We've got to go. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. ANGIOPRIM. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
To get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's alright? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Therefore you're not far bed out. Then you feel everything's alright. Yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes.
Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric and Gary, Chris. We're talking with Rhonda tonight. We're going to let Rhonda air a few things out. She's going to keep it together, and we're going to do a little investigation. We're just airing it out. We're asking the questions, and then we can speculate. Everything's reason and deduction and interpretation, and you know, very little few things in life. There are universal truths, but those, you know, there are many stones that are unturned and much knowledge that we do not have. So I think this is a good way to keep people from ever being stupid enough to go into a hospital unless it is, I don't even want to make a qualification. I'd rather take, roll the dice and use direct pressure on a bleeding out wound or cauterize something that got cut off with heat like they used to. I know it's not pleasant, but then go to a hospital. They're going to kill you. They're going to take your organs, and they're not going to care because the researchers, well, where's my quote from Dr. Leonard Sagan? Where is my plutonium files? My plutonium files is missing. I'll have to get back to you on that. Oh, here it is. So let me read while we're on this topic, because we're on with Rhonda, and Rhonda's mother went down to a poisonous drug prescribed by a corrupt doctor. My mother went down to Strong Memorial Hospital and then the subsequent stroke, which led to her passing. She had nothing more than a bruise on her leg, on her knee, from a slight, bumped into a wall, and she just wanted to have it checked. She was worried. She was older. and she never came out. So I know what Rhonda's going through, so this is kind of near and dear to my heart. But don't forget what I'm trying to look up the quote. I got to go just a little bit back farther, I think, in this. There we go. I think it's right in here. Here we go. Now, this is Dr. Leonard Sagan. He was the head of the Atomic Bomb Casualty Commission, the head of the AEC. This guy was a major player in the medical, scientific, and medical research. This guy was a unique combination of both. He worked on the A-bomb, the Manhattan Project, and went on to do all the subsequent research on what the radiation did to the people. And it led to the same type of thing that happened in World War II Germany. The doctors went completely lunatic and started just slicing and dicing people without anesthesia. We could go on and on. It's not pretty. Read what the Nazis did, and now here's what Leonard Sagan has to say. He says, quote, now this is to all his committee staffers and up-and-coming other doctors and researchers, and he says, doctors who were doing research wanted to be, let me just stop here before I start. I'll just read it, and I'll let you interpret what he was talking about, or we'll talk about it after, so I won't taint it. But here's what he said. Doctors who were doing research wanted to be professors. And in order to be a professor, you have to have lots of publications. So your highest priority is to conduct research and publish it. You're the doctor. Here's a patient that you want to experiment on. Is it going to contribute to your research if you inform that patient? What can happen if the patient says, no, I don't want to do that? That's not in your interest. Your interest is to have that patient participate. So do you tell him or her? No. Does anybody care? No. So you do not tell them. So that's why the ethical rules were ignored, because there's a conflict between informed consent and the ability to conduct research. And the physician is not interested in the patient's welfare. He's interested in his or her welfare. So the doctor does not inform the patient. That's the end of his quote. Now, that sounds like a justification to me. He's trying to say, well, we got to have research. We got to do our research. It's for the greater good. And if we tell people they're not going to be part of our research experiment, let's just not tell them. And this is going on. Now, I know people to this day who get letters from who went through this back in the 40s and 50s. Strong Memorial Hospital is in this book. There's a whole chapter devoted to Rochester Strong Memorial Hospital. In this book, I'm holding the plutonium files, which is, I'm satisfied, it's highly accurate and well-researched. And to this, okay, so when they were children back in the 50s, who now to this day get follow-up letters from Strong Memorial Hospital saying, dear Mrs. So-and-so, would you please be willing to come back in to Strong Memorial Hospital for follow-up research and inspection on how you're progressing? You were part of an experiment during the 1950s, and we need to do follow-up research on you. No apologies. Nobody's going to jail for that. And Sessions is worried about ramping up the drug war against people who smoke weed or grow it. I mean, are you kidding me? That's it. We're insane. We have millions of Mengeles, Dr. Mengeles, and Freemasons. Just look at the list I read last night in the entertainment industry. And all these freaks running around in positions of extreme power. And not any of the swamps getting drained. The swamp didn't get drained. The Patriots got drained out of Trump's administration, and now you're left with fresh feces, which is all that Trump was ever going to do. Hire a bunch of Sessionses and other people who have this kind of delusional neoconservative base that thinks the drug war is conservative and, you know, war. You're never going to legislate public safety. Part of living in a free society is risk, and that's just part of the deal. If you want to have perfect security, move into a prison. You'll have food, medical attention, TV. The only thing you'll be lacking is freedom. And I believe, too, that didn't make that up. That was Eisenhower, I believe, that said that. The president, twice, had a D-Day, commander of the Allied forces in World War II. One of the last, him and Kennedy were the last two real presidents. Reagan was not for real. He talked a great game, like Gerald Ford did the same thing. Government's corrupt. It's not the solution. It's the problem. Blah blah blah. All this conservative stuff. And look what they did. They led us right down the path of destruction. They could have done so much and to free us, and they did so little. And then just the opposite. They did quite a bit to further enslave us. Reagan was the one who normalized diplomatic relations with the Vatican. The Vatican. That's Rome. The same Rome that's been running things for 2,000 years through the wealthy families of Europe and the Vatican Bank and all its intelligence agency operatives who are at the highest levels, such as, I would use Leon Panetta as a great example. But anyway, back to Rhonda's situation. So what are the three conditions that your mom had that would preclude her from taking that drug?
Preclude her from having those things? Well, first of all, I want to say my end-of-life plan is I'm going to go deer hunting without the orange vest on.
There you go.
Okay. All right. But
I love
my
it.
Mom had, yeah, she was over 70. She's diabetic and she had renal problems. Those were the three things. She had renal issues being diabetic. So they gave her that drug and they didn't tell us she had survived pneumonia and a year before. She was sent home on my birthday in 2016 in April, and she said, I want to live. And she had gone through all that, and I wouldn't doubt that they gave her Leviquin. We're still trying to get her medical records on that one. But she was loopy. And then she came home, and everything was good. She had a few issues where she had to have some antibiotics, but we never sent her back to the hospital because that's an evil place to be. Oh, my gosh, the stress involved in that.
Well, the hospital is being told not to report the MRSA numbers and other infectious diseases that are rampant throughout the hospital because the numbers are so high that it would panic the public and everybody would stop going to the hospital. So I suggest
I got a spanking,
out of it. Yeah, so anyway, back to the doctor.
Hospital.
Okay, I want to stay on focus here. So how can he deny? I'd like to see the court transcript of him.
I don't know. All I could do was go to his website. I have his name, and I posted on his website. I said, go to him. Now, you have to give him some kind of star. So I give him one star. And then if anybody clicks on it, I say, this doctor killed my mom. He killed my mom. He killed her.
Okay, that publicity is crucial, but if you're gonna go for recourse, I would drag him into the witch's court and make him tell the witch that he did not read the woman's medical records, even though he was her doctor prescribing her medicine.
Here.
I don't even think the witch's court won't even buy that one.
My sister used to be a paralegal. She used to work for a lawyer. She has called several doctors. They say, how old is she? And what was her medical condition? And when she says what it was, and she was doing great, and when she tells them what it was, they go, oh, well. Now, when she was sent home on hospice, they say, you're not going to live a year. Well, she was almost a year, Eric, and they came in and killed her. They killed
her. Yeah, I know. So, listen, what do you have to do to get to her medical records? And then you should take them to a neutral doctor, so to speak, a one decent one that you could find, and then have him interpret the records and the prescription and use that in a federal lawsuit. And that's one of the rare times I would go into the witch's court. Expecting to win, but you could get publicity and you could actually get, maybe it would prevent him from doing it again.
Well, that's it, Eric, isn't it? I mean, I don't care about the money. I don't want anybody, any of your listeners, to ever, ever take Leviquin. And I was listening to your show yesterday, I think, and your one guy was exactly correct. It's a fluoride-based. And my gosh, we had gotten her off of that. We were doing the Berkey water filter. That's the thing. She's on Medicare, Medicaid, and all that stuff, but it's not the medical system that was paying for her health. It was all of us kids that pitched in to pay for. She had a stomach bleed. They said, we can't fix her. We got her home. We fixed her. We did it with aloe vera juice. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. And they're I guarantee you, Eric, they're going, why isn't she dead yet? She's 77. You've heard of the death panels. She can't make
it. Oh, yeah, we know it exists. They've admitted it. Sure. Well, they come out occasionally,
Eric,
guys like Gates.
Past a year. Yeah, because that would make them wrong, wouldn't it? She can't
Well,
pass.
We know their death
past
pan- yeah, and, well, And now we're witnessing this is what happens when we let a government go out of control. And the worst tyranny of all is not the military, it's the medical industrial complex that's the scariest, because look what they do. Look what the Dr. Leonard Sagan just made the justification that you could just experiment and do research and pump people full of uranium, pump them full of drugs, see if they die or not. Then you get their organs, sell them to the Chinese for millions of dollars. Yeah, it's disgusting. So,
well,
Rhonda, I want you to focus.
That one poor girl that had a minor issue with her ovaries or something. That was disgusting.
Yeah, she had a minor cyst, and they cut her open. Yeah, took out her lung. She was 13 years old. Her name's Amber Thurman. The parents have no clue. Everything the doctor says, the doctor can do no wrong. They'll do whatever they're told, and so there's not going to be any recourse or anything because the parents think it was just the way it was supposed to be, I guess. It's just shocking to me. But you can only help people that want to be helped. I can't help people who are just, you know, pig-headedly, happened in about 10%, one in cases in 10, the people you got to be careful who you help. I try to help everybody who comes to me in need of at least, research, whatever, a little bit of education. I would not say it's legal advice, but it's legal education is what we offer here, and it's important. So I would, in the one of the very rare time, if you have clear and convincing evidence that doctor had to have read her, there's no way he can. I'd like to see him try to tell the witch's court that he never read her records. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, I want to bring it. Rhonda, here's what I want you to do. I want you to gather your stuff and email. I want to bring on Chris here in a minute. Here's my email, and I want you to email me whatever information you have. Try to make it condense it with the important stuff, and it's Eric, E-R-I-C. H-U-G-H-E-S, Hughes, that's my middle name, erichughes.ny@yahoo.com. Real simple, erichughes.ny@yahoo. The dot comes before the NY. So send me an email and update me on the case, and I'll try to, follow it and see if there's anything, I can point out that might, help you in your investigation and your research. Thank you, Rhonda.
Eric, again, it's not about the money, it's about getting that drug off the market. But the reason I called in, and I want you guys would love this, okay? And then I'll let you go. But are you familiar with the other RBN host in the morning from 10 to 12? His name is Chris Hinckley.
No, I have not familiarized myself. I'm so busy. I've been busy all summer working on a piece of equipment, and it's the noise. I can't have the phone. Basically, the phone goes off when I get to work. And it goes on at the end of the day because I can't, unless there's some emergency pending. And I just try to get back to people. So, and I do want to acknowledge all the people who sent me emails. I am getting them. So, and I appreciate Daryl and Carol and Robin.
I wanted to make you aware of a show. He just started this show today. And, you can go on to the RBN archives. But Chris Hinckley, he's on at 10 to 12. So it's a two-hour show. He had a guy on there this morning. His name is Bruce Ray Riggs. Have you ever heard of him?
No. Sure. What is their deal?
Bruce Ray Riggs is talking about a business partner.
Have you heard of him?
Yes.
Chris?
Okay, Bruce Ray Riggs is Tom Lacovara's former partner from DirtyUncleSam.com.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. The guy is awesome. You guys have got to listen to this show. Now, he's got him on today. It's on the archive. And you can fast forward through the commercials. But he's on tomorrow and probably Monday as well because he talks about the Constitution.
Rhonda, I'm going to check it out. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I will check it out, I promise you. We got a break coming up. I hear the music. Rhonda, thank you for calling. Get your documentation together and send me an email. We're going to get together with Chris right after this break. You're listening to Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the air now. Here we are. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate everybody being here. I wanted to get right back into Chris here and see if Chris had any comments on what we were just talking about or the other talk show hosts, which I would really enjoy listening to. I'll be able to do more of that, which is familiarize myself with the rest of the network guys when the weather turns and my work stops, because most of my work is exterior. And you know, I'll be having a lot more time on my hands during the winter, and at that time, I enjoy poking around and listening to some of the other guys. I have heard Pastor Manning, I've heard Mike Rivero, I've heard Jamie Kelso, I've heard John Stattmiller, and so you know that's pretty good. At least it's about half of them, a little more, whatever. And I do want to listen to the other guys, and if they have a good broadcast, you know, I'd like to listen to it. I enjoy listening to other stuff. You know, I can't do it all day because I'm working. I'm busy right now, and it's just, you know, it's just not always practical to have the radio, you know, have the phone or the radio on if we're running a, you know, circular saw or a drill or something like that. So you know how it is, folks. So, but I will get into that, and I will check out their stuff, and I do appreciate the fact that there's so many other people who are coming into the broadcast situation, trying to get the truth out there from whatever perspective, you know, whatever corner, you know, I got my little thing and over my corner here, and I talk about certain things, and everybody's got their kind of their thing, their their passion, what they like to discuss. And it takes many, I think I like having many voices, and you know, let the people decide what the truth is in the end. I try to do, kind of shoot high, shoot low, both at the same time. I like to be broad and look at the over picture, the real big over broad, the overlord picture of what the actual Antichrist system is about. Who are the players? What are the levels? Where they operate? How pervasive is it? Where do their tentacles go? And then, of course, back to reality, local, buy local, fix local, help somebody out locally by courtroom observing. I ran into a guy and, I ended up helping him out for about a year. I told him, pack the room full of court, pack the court with all your people, your friends and your cousins and your whoever wants to come. We had like between 10 and 15 people there. I think there was like a dozen people at his final appearance. And with that and some decent common law paperwork that we drafted up, I helped him do it a little bit. I got to say, this guy does not really need much of my help. He's really sharp. He knows the UCC law and that he's not under contract, and he challenges the criminal nature of the charges and then, nails them into a contractual UCC thing corner. And then, when they say it's civil, you say, oh, so this is commercial. And then, of course, they don't want to even answer, which they didn't to him. And eventually we've just kind of made it so miserable on them that we kept resisting, and I don't mean physically, like by resisting arrest. I mean, because you don't want to fight the street Nazis. They're just going to shoot you or taser you. Okay, well, it's off to the witch's court. If they want to mess with you, you work it out there, and then you pressure the court. You pressure the DA, you pressure the bar, you pressure the Freemasonic lodges because they're behind it, and you pressure the vicar's office. The judicial vicar is especially behind it. Who's judicial do you think he's vicaring? Every city has one, at least the vicar general. So look into that when you file paperwork for the witch's court. Don't forget the vic. Right back after this break in spirit, Gary, your trip, and all you out there, 800-313-9443. We're going to get to you in a second guest. Hold tight at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.